With Simen Ches Sefer Beis. Im Yesh Kama Vagadim. A person has a couple of talesim, or a couple of, tzitzis, pairs of tzitzis, that he wants to wear. Kulam Chayvim Tzitzis. So every beged is an independent mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah to wear one. You know, they said Scheinberger used to wear many, many, because everyone's another mitzvah. But certainly if you were wearing a beged that has four corners, numerous begadim, you have to put tzitzis in each one. If you have das, when you say the bracha on the first, you want to put on all of them, because it's, one bracha covers all of them. Just like if you say you're going to shecht a bunch of animals, so you say one bracha and it covers all the shechitas. But that's assuming there's no hefsek. So if you wear one baguette and then you talk to your friend and then you want to wear another one, you have to say a new bracha. Likewise, if you only had das for one and then you decide to wear another one, it's like a hefsek. Likewise, if you took off the first one before you put on the second one, that's also a hefsek. The Mishnah Berurah here in Sefkat Lamed Aleph points out that many achronim argue, and they say that taking off a beged isn't in of itself a hefsek. So if you say a bracha on one, put it on for a minute, take it off, you could put another one on without saying a new bracha. It's not so relevant for us. Most of us only put on the beged for the purpose of mitzvahs. Now we have many of these like begadim. It is relevant in that in the morning we wear a talis katan, and then we go to shul and we put on a talis gadol. So theoretically, if a person said a bracha on talis katan and it wasn't mafsik, they wouldn't have to say a bracha on talis gadol. We always are mafsik, just about. And also, our minhag I mentioned previously is that we don't usually say a bracha on talis katan if you're going to wear talis gadol. It's unclear exactly what the reason for that is. It seems like once upon a time talis katans weren't so big and they weren't always kosher. Bochrim, who don't wear a talis, say a bracha. If talis katan is likewise, it's like Friday afternoon. If you're wearing a Shabbos talis katan, so we say a bracha on it. But every morning when we get dressed, we put the talis katan on the shem mitzvah, kavan the shem mitzvah. We don't say a bracha. We get the shul. That bracha we make on the talis gadol and shul. Pater is also the talis katan. On Tisha B'Av, we have a minhag only to wear a talis and tefillin by mincha. And so people gather in the morning, they put on talis katan, and they only say talis, they brach on the talis katan in the afternoon. So in that case, the pashas usually brach on the talis katan until, 6 hours later. Rosh Shlomo Zalman thought that the idea of not saying a brach on talis katan, if you're going to wear talis katan, is, I guess, a minog of sorts, and therefore, He suggested that you sleep in your talis katan for the previous night, which is, I don't think many people do that. Anyway, the mice, that's the question of the Tisha B'Av. Question, yeah?
What's the time period in between? So you wake up at 6 o'clock, daven Shabbos.
Right, Shabbos morning, wake up at 6 o'clock, right. So I always thought that if it's a serious amount of time, you should say brachah talis katan. But it seems like the post game, right, not that way. That's what I'm saying.
I think it's like a handshake in the morning.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure why. It would make sense if in 10 minutes later you're going to go in shul, so then you know.
If you were to make the bracha on the talskata, then that would mean that you would also make the bracha on the talskata.
If there was no hefsek, you would cover it. We'd cover it. But if there's.
That's your way, you're going shul in 2 hours.
Yes, and certainly, yeah. I think Maker Adin, if you ask me like strictly what the halacha should be, so you say brachah talis katan when you wake up, and then 2 hours later when you go to daven, you say brachah talis katan. But I'm just telling you the way it's brought down by a lot of the acronyms that people don't say brachah. That's why I'm like a little confused, because Friday afternoon everybody says a brachah talis katan. So what's the difference? Since you're planning on davening and wearing talis katan, why should that make a difference? I'm saying it's a separate mitzvah. So it's a little bit unclear how this halacha is brought down. Anyway, in Sifu Gimel, the Mechaber continues, Lovish Talis Katan, Muvarech Olav, Vaholich Viskinesis, Atif Talis Katan. This is exactly the description before we mentioned. If you say Rachel Talis Katan, they go right away to Shul. So if you were Mafsik, Tarek Lavarech Olav, the Halicha Beso, Levesa Knesses, Chashiva Hafsik. Walking is considered Hafsik. When you swab Zach Beso, if you dive in your home, you have a Daito, Mitchila Gamal Talis Katan, Vahisik Vines. Sayim, Besicha, Mitzvayim Achein, in Tzarech Lachzor Levarech. So Machaber says that if you daven right away at home, there's no hefsek, so they don't need to say a new bracha on Talis Chalal. Like I said, we don't do this. Usually we hold off on the bracha until we put on Talis Gadol. Okay. Many of post can also argue, and they say halicha to the basic nesses isn't a hefsek. That's what Mishnah Berurah points out in Lama Dalet. Walking is not hefsek. Speaking is hefsek. Walking is not hefsek. Anyway, not so relevant. Yud Dalet. What's a halacha in Pasha Talis? You take off your talis. Afilo haydaita lachzor lisatif from Yad. You wanted to put it on right away. Tzarech levarech shechos v'isatif. So Mechar Paskins that if you take off your talis, in a few minutes, you still have to. If your intention is to put it back on again, so you don't need to say a new bracha. And some say it's only if you're still wearing a talis katan. So, for example, you're in shul, you have to go to the bathroom. So you take off your talis katan, go to the bathroom, you come back 5 minutes later. So, our minhag is not to say a new bracha. Both because you're wearing a talis katan and the talis katan somehow connects it, but even against the Ramah, even if you weren't wearing a talis katan, we assume the halacha that if it's just a short amount of time, it's not called a hefsek. What's a short amount of time? Person take plays basketball for half an hour, they take off their talis, their katan, and they put it back on half an hour later. So do you say new bracha? Same, or a person takes a shower. Let's say Friday afternoon, you have the same talis katan, you have a Shabbos one. You're going to wear the same one. So the minhag is that if it's a short amount of time, you don't say new bracha. It's not called a hesek adas. It's not called a hefsek. If it's 4 hours later, so then you should say a bracha. What's the gather? What's exactly the bull? It happens on Yom Kippur. Again, really, it depends where you daven. Here you have a 10 minute to break, so it's not such a shaila. But you go to Balvada Shul, you have a 3 hour break. They finish most of it, 3 hours to mincha. So do you say new bracha when you put your talis gadol back on later? Many poskim are very concerned. Maybe it's not called a hefsek because you had das to put it on it later, and the couple of the fact that you're wearing a talis katan the whole time. So maybe that's also some type of tziruf. Yeah.
I forgot what you quoted from it. Miller, you're
saying
2 hours.
2 hours. Okay, so there's a Shulchan Aruch Rav who speaks about a couple of hours. There's a Shaila if he means 2 hours or 3 hours. Okay. They're all supposed to say after half an hour, that's it. Half an hour, you have to say new bracha. Yeah?
In general, if you make a bracha on a talis gadol in there,
uh-huh.
So then if later in the day we have enough of the hasik, we should make a bracha on the talis gadol.
The bracha on the talis gadol, you have in mind that you want to pass the talis katan.
For the whole day.
The shaila is if you take off the talis katan because you played ball or because you took a shower, right. or
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying if you take your talis katan off midday or for whatever reason.
Yeah, so.
You're back on at 4 o'clock. So
if it was a few hours, then you would say new bracha. Yeah.
So if you only have talis katan, so then you don't have the spur of the ramah that you have the talis katan.
Right. So even without the Svar of the Ramah, it seems like the minhag is to forget. Everybody takes a shower Friday afternoon. They wore the towels in the morning. If they were single, they didn't wear the towels in the morning. They took a shower Friday afternoon. Half an hour, they weren't wearing the towels. Katan. Now they're getting dressed for Shabbos. They don't have a Shabbos towel. The minhag olam, certainly if it's less than half an hour. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like it's a new Levisha, and every Levisha requires a new bracha. I don't think even Sfardim do that. Even Sfardim are choshesh for the Ramah. Vavi has a tshuva in Yabi Omer, I think Gimel Pei. He speaks about it's being choshesh for a bracha levatala against the Mechaber. So some have an eitzah based on the Be'er Halacha to have kavana when you initially say the bracha in the morning. They only want to patur the talis with this bracha until you take it off. But if you take it off, take a shower, so then you have to say new bracha to limit your bracha melechatchila. And that apparently it's not a problem of a bracha shein esricha because there's a suffix what to do here. So you're trying to avoid the suffix, so you can somehow limit your bracha. I don't think most people do that. I think the minhag olam is just to take off the talis, put it back on, and to assume it's not chayiv bracha. Again, if you're at the beach for a few hours and then you want to put the talis katan back on, so then you should say a bracha. Yeah.
Is there any discussion how it's different brachos, the Taz Kavod and Taz Kavod?
So, we mentioned, I think, last time, time before, that really, in the Gemara, there's only one bracha lisatev. It's just that our Taz Kavod aren't so big, so you don't really do itov. So, Mela, some of the Rishonim mentioned this bracha of al mitzvah tzitzis. But really, you know, some of the briskers always say lisatev, even our Taz Kavod. So, it's not, the fact that it's in different nusach isn't a problem, because it's really the same idea. But it's a good hara. So again, it's hard to know the exact shear, 2 hours, 3 hours, I think that's the accepted practice. And then you would say new bracha. Tes vav, im nafla, talis yishlo b'hiskavi, in chozum yisatev, sarek levarech. Here too, we don't follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says if your talis falls off by that mistake, so you have to say new bracha. Push enough to cool off, and enough to it's only if it fell off totally, if it only partially fell off, ain't sarek levarech. And here, the accepted practice is not like this. We do not say a bracha if our talis falls off. Our das was to have it on. We didn't want it to fall off. And even Sfardim don't follow this psak of the Mechaber. Okay. Tazayin, halan talisa b'layla, tzarek levarech alav ha'bokim. A person sleeps in their talis katan, let's say on a flight. So you went to sleep, with your clothes on, you didn't get into your pajamas. So you slept with your tzitzis. Half imlo pashto. So you have to say again. If you're wearing a talis gadol, so then it's not a shayla because anyway you don't say a bracha on talis katan. You just shavuos, right? People do shavuos. You stay up all night with your talis katan. So in the morning, if you wear a talis gadol, so you say a bracha nifkavan to pater. If you don't have a talis gadol, what do? So the mechaber says it's all the mashmish bo b'shas a bracha. You kind of like hold on to your tzitzis and you say the bracha. It's unclear if that's like a real din, if the whole that's like a new maisa, or that's just like a way of reminding you to say the bracha. But either way, you say the bracha, you hold on to your tzitzit, and you're able to say a new bracha. Likewise, if you get up to daven before mishayakir, right after netza, after alos hashachar, you're able to daven b'di'avir. But you can't say a bracha on the talis until Mishiyakir. So people who daven in these early, really early minyanim, right? You know, Avram Sakin Shachris. So the people who daven in the Terach minyan, you know, it's Terach. So they put the talis on without a bracha, and then when Mishiyakir comes, they are mashmash and sitzis, and they say, you know, lisatei fitzit. Okay. Now, in terms of the issue of, you know, a talis or a tzitzis at night, there's really a machlokes rishonim what type of beged is pater. Some rishonim hold that pajamas are pater. Pajamas are pater, it's a beged shalayla, even if you wear them during the day. Another say it's not a function of what type of beged it is, it's a function of when you're wearing it. So pajamas by their chayiv, and a regular beged, what I'm wearing now, is pater because it's night outside. That's what Machlokes Rishonim. Do we say it's a function of the type of beged, or do we say it's a function of the time of day? That daytime is chayev and nighttime is pater. So that's a Machlokes, you know, we're choshesh for both shitos. So we only say a bracha on a beged shal yom ba yom. So if I take a shower tonight and put on my tzitzis, I don't say a bracha. Wait, let's say I put a new beged on, new tzitzis on tonight after a nice shower. So I don't say a bracha on it because it's a beged shal yom balayla. It's nighttime, you know? And likewise, if during the day you put on your pajamas and your pajamas for some reason, you know, since that you still wouldn't say, you know, a bracha. Yeah.
Would there be any possible problem with putting on since it's at nighttime, being that you're wearing now?
So it's a shayla of Valtosif. Some posts can say you should, when you put a tzitzis on at night, you should do it like aldas, that you, if there's a mitzvah to wear a beged shal yom at night, it's a mitzvah. If not, it's tam
alavisha. It wouldn't be an issue of
Valtosif
or doing
it. So they say you should have kavana, like for general kavana. When you put on a beged, you have to have kavana for the same mitzvah. But if it's really night of a spot there, so why are you doing a mitzvah? It's Valtosif. So. Yeah. The briskers don't wear tzitzis on Shabbos are choshesh that the tchelis is ma'akiv the lover. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to wear tzitzis, and part of tzitzis is tcheles. And the chokas in the Gemara is, or in the Mishnah, is tcheles ma'akiv lovin or not? We assume it's not. The Baal Amor says tcheles is ma'akiv lovin. The Baal Amor never wore tzitzis, because if you don't have tcheles, you can't wear tzitzis. So they hold that really, during the week, they're not choshish for that. But on Shabbos, they're choshish that it's ma'akiv. And if it's ma'akiv, you're carrying. Because the tzitzis are only not called a masoi, because they're there for the beget. But if it's mitzuyah in the Rambam that way, the Rambam says a talis that's mitzuyah says, you know, kilchasa or shleima, some type of lashon in the Rambam, that sounds like it's only not a masoi because it's like the complete mitzvah. It's not complete, maybe it's a masoi. So they're just worried about carrying, you know, they don't use the eruv, so it's like, you know, if they're a tcheles, okay, so we'll talk about that hopefully soon. But, anyway, okay. Some people actually wear tzitzis at night. There's like, I'll see Kabbalah, people wear tzitzis at night. Like, they sleep in tzitzis. There's like some sort of shmira aspect. There's also a shayla, I'll see lomdus. If you hold a beged shal yom, is chai for laila. So it's a function of a type of beged, so maybe you should always wear tzitzis at night because you get a mitzvah. So the question is, if you wear it at night, is it really a beged shal yom? Meaning, it's a beged, it's a 24-hour beged. Meaning, if you have tzitzis that are designated for night, so certainly you're potter because it's nighttime and it's a pshamas. But if you wear your regular daytime beged at night, right now I'm wearing tzitzis, it's nighttime. According to the summer show, I'm getting a mitzvah because it's a beged shal yom. Because why shouldn't I continue wearing them through the night, every night? So you could argue if you did that, it already became pajamas. You know, so... but there are mikubalim hall that you really should be wearing tzitzis. Right.
No, so like, what I've heard is that you shouldn't have this tzitzis dafka for the night, because then it becomes...
Pajamas, right. Pajamas.
You have two pairs of tzitzis, then in the morning you just change.
Right, so there are people who do that. But I'm not 100% sure how the cheshbon works out, because if every day you wear your beged by day and by night, so is it still beged shal yom?
It's just as much yom.
It's just as much as Lila. So
you switch off?
They do switch off. It's Lila. So, if anything, you don't know where there's more Lila than Yom.
You put it on when you wake up, and you only take it off when you're
right.
Ready.
Right. Okay.
So, I hear. We say that at night, if you want to wear four corner pajamas, you can do that. Like, 9 and 6 or 7.
Yeah, and if it's nighttime, and it's... and big Lila. Then it's Pater Fasit, it's Kuliyama.
But then during the day, it might be an issue.
The question in the morning, right, there's a child in the morning, right? Yeah.
And blankets, not
the we'll talk about blankets later. The minhag olam is to assume blankets are not an issue, but hopefully we'll get to that. Okay. If you take off your beged in the middle of the day just to go to take a nap, let's say Shabbos afternoon, so Mishabur and Adam Beis has a discussion if you should say a new bracha. Similar question as mentioned before, you know, take it off, take a shower. He recommends not taking it off, sleeping in your tzitzis during the day. Some people find it uncomfortable, I guess in the summertime. So here too, if it was a couple of hours, then you should say a new bracha. And if it's just, you know, half an hour or an hour or two, then you shouldn't say a bracha. Okay, Yud Zayin. A person who wears a four-cornered garment and doesn't have tzitzis was mevatel a mitzvah. Okay, it's pretty obvious that it's a bittul mitzvah. It seems like it's also an iser, meaning the bittul mitzvah is an iser. There's a discussion in the Mordechai, a person who puts on a four-cornered garment on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to tie the tzitzis on Shabbos. It's sort of kosher. So do we say that since he can't tie the tzitzis, so Mela he's potter. So if there's an iser to do that, then you shouldn't do that. If it's just a bittul mitzvah, maybe you say, well, it's just a bittul mitzvah, he's anus, so Mela it would be mutter. Anyway, the Maisa, tzitzis is an opportunity to mekayim mitzvah mamish, you know, all day without even thinking about it. But potentially, if the tzitzis are possible, so then it's a constant aver. So that's why it's like a type of thing that, you know, if you're doing it right, that's wonderful. If not, it's really better not to wear the beged at all. And sometimes people are wearing for years, walking around with fossil tzitzis, they're just not, you know, paying attention to where it ripped, etc. That's why hopefully we'll learn some of the halachas maybe next time in terms of to the rib. Let's move on right now to Sif Simon Tess. So what does the beggar have to be made out of? So Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Ein Chayev Metzitzis Min HaTorah Ela Beggar Pishtim Oshel Tzemer Rechelif. There's a special limur that the Gemara has, the style of the Gemara in Menachas Aflam Metzitzis and Obeys. But what opinion? Only the word beggar is the Torah. So that only that is Chayev Min HaTorah. And that's the Pesach of Mechaber. According to Mechaber, if we're caught in Tzitzis, so it's only Chayev Drabana. Aval big day sharabinim ain't chayiv mitzitzis elmi drabanan. V'yeshom says the Rama, the kulachem min ha'toraisa. Some rishon and paskin like the other opinion that they're all chayiv min ha'tora. Parchi yachasos. So the Rama says like Tosfos, the Rosh, that there's a chiyuv min ha'tora to wear cotton and other minim. So svardim generally follow the mechaber try to have a beged of tzemer. And many Ashkenazim also try to be machmer, to consider a hiddur, to be chayiv min haTorah l'kulei alma. The Gra wore cotton tzitzis, and there's a question why. Some think that the Gra was trying to emphasize that we paskin like the Rama, that cotton's chayiv in haTorah. The Gra also wore a talis gadol all day, so it's not, doesn't really, you know. But the Chazanish didn't wear a talis gadol all day, and the Chazanish also wore cotton tzitzis. So there are many gedolim who wore cotton tzitzis, Ashkenazi gedolim, and they hold that chiyuv d'oraisa, so, you know. But, like I said, today it's popular. Now they make wool tzitzis that are more comfortable. So, like, once upon a time wool was, like, more heavy. Now they have, like, light wool. You don't even feel like you're wearing wool. Yeah?
Is there a reason that we don't see any talis gadols that are made out of cotton?
Oh, so that's an interesting question.
Right.
So how come people don't make
big
right, right. Maybe it's a riot.
Maybe it's
a riot. You wear it for 45 minutes, I'm sure.
You're saying it's not...
It's really hard to do it.
If you hold like the gra that the gra held, it was like tried to emphasize that it did. Maybe he should have made a solid gadol out of cotton.
Yeah,
I'm not aware.
No,
I
just said that he wore a talis gadol the whole day, so like, even if you wore cotton, it's
right. I assume that the talis gadol was made out of tzemer.
Right.
The Mishnah here in Sif Katan Hay says the Yiddish Shemayim should try to wear tzemer, and I think that's the minhag. I saw a discussion once about whether if you're really uncomfortable, like before the air conditioning, so in the summer, you wear wool, you know, talis katan, it could really be schmutzig. So, like, somebody wanted to argue that maybe it's like not even a beged, because if you're not doing it for the levisha, so it's like it's not a mitzvah at all. But it's very extreme. It's hard to justify that. Meaning, it is true that we generally don't wear our talis for chimum. We don't really, like, you know, wear it like a regular, I'm wearing a sweater because I'm I think we assume that's also chayef, because, you know, it's a beged. You want it to be a beged. Not to wear four-corner garments that aren't specifically designated for the mitzvah. And some argue that the reason for that is that you need to have special kavana. You're doing the shem mitzvah. So we dafka have a special beged that reminds us, we put it on, that we're doing the shem mitzvah. If it would just be our suit, if let's say you just, like, you know, wear a suit with tzitzis, you could directly, like, slice, you know, there are people who do this. So, you know, there's a famous Rav Alon Shvut who, like, puts tzitzis on his... suit jacket. So then you can just put it in your suit jacket, not thinking about what you're doing. So it could be a takala for some people if they're not, you know, holding. Anyway, there is a question. Halacha l'maisa, many talis cottons they sell in the stores are not made out of cotton, but they're made out of synthetic materials, polyester. So is that chayev and tzitzis or not? So that's a machlokas achronim. Some achronim, the Gemara says in Maseches Menachos that a beggar of ore is potter. A leather beged. So there's a question, what's the svara for that? Why is that? Shachar Paskin's that in the next simon, simon yod. So some say that that's a function that there's, it's not arig, it's not really, it's just one piece. It's not, I guess, what's that, arig, woven? It's not, so if you have like a plastic, let's say you take like a plastic bag and you slice two, you know, garbage bag, and you make a hole on top. And so is that chayiv? It's not arig. So someone say that's like ore in your potter. When it comes to polyester, usually they make the fibers and then they sew the fibers together. So it looks like a baguette. It's sewn together. It's arig. And it's woven. It's just not made out of the natural fibers. It's synthetic. So that's why many poskim assume that your chayev, and you can say a bracha, and the Hartzvi, and others. But Ramosha, a paskin that you're potter, that if it's synthetic material, you're potter. Others argue that even if it's not arig, even if it's not made out of fibers, but you just took like a garbage rag, you'd be chayev, because it's a special lacha by or that doesn't, it's not connected to, you know, to plastics. So there's a big debate about this issue. Often the synthetic materials are blends. It's not 100% polyester. They it's cheaper than cotton. So they do like a, you know, 65% cotton and 45% polyester. Then it's for sure chayav l'chor because it's rove cotton. If it's the opposite, that it's 65% polyester and, you know, 45% cotton, then you're getting into this shaila. According to Moshe, the fashion is your father. So it's better to avoid that. Some people have these things, they call them air conditioned tzitzis, you know, like they look like a reshet, like a, looks like a, yeah.
It's a camp thing.
It's a camp thing. So there's a shiloh about that. I think the way they make them is that that it's actually woven, meaning they make fibers. So lechora, I mean, is a shiloh. Some people say that it's not considered a regular baguette. They sell them. Presumably, the people who wear them wear the shei mitzvah. There's certainly grounds to say that you're mechayev the mitzvah that way as well. Like I said, even if it doesn't look like that, if it's synthetic, according to Moshe, you know, so it's better if you don't want to wear tzemer. It's better to get cotton tzitzis, 100% cotton tzitzis. It's just to avoid this issue. But the minhag olam is to be mekil. Somebody told me a shaila. They now there's material that doesn't absorb sweat. What's it called?
Dry
fit. So the people who like playing sports, so they somebody wanted to wear tzitzis while he's playing ball, so he made dry fit tzitzis.
They have
an army. Okay. So that's a shaila. Dry fit is synthetic, but it's woven. So I think the minhag olam is assuming you are mechayev the mitzvah that way. The issue with the reshet, with the screen tzitzis, is that, you know, you can argue it's not even like a baguette, but I think the minhag olam is to be making with that too, but it's certainly to hider not to do that. Yeah.
Is
yeah.
That what we're talking about? Is that the mesh? Or is it fully...
The mesh.
That's what we're talking about.
Like
yeah.
Camps. Or like there's like another one.
Oh, there's another one? What's the other one?
Like it's not mesh, but it's like this new cotton, they call. Like it's like a woven...
No, that's fine. If it's cotton, it's cotton.
Oh.
Yeah.
The one with like the holes you can see through it, I mean.
Yeah, it looks like a screen.
Yeah,
it looks like a screen, yeah. So there's a discussion about that. Look, people make them, and people give shkachas on them, so obviously the Yishan will be smoch. But it's certainly questionable. It's questionable. Okay, Sif Beis. Tzitzis shal pishtim, or shal tzemer rechelim, if the actual strings are made out of either linen or lamb's wool, they potter all baguette. If the baguette, let's say, is made of cotton, this is usually what we do. We generally, I think, as far as I know, they only sell tzitzis, chutin, that are made out of tzemer. So you could wear a cotton baguette with cotton strings, if they were made lishma, but you can also wear with wool strings, or theoretically, linen strings. So you can't, if we had tcheles, you can even wear kilayim. You can wear the tcheles was always made out of wool, and if the baguette is made out of pishtun, you're allowed to put the pishtun baguette. I it's shan is. There's a cause. You know, next pasuk is lo silvash. I forget the exact lashon. So we have a hekesh, and we say that you're allowed to wear. As the Chalosa say, you're allowed to wear kilayim b'tzitzis. The Rama says, "V'yishomim shelo asos tzitzis shel pishtim klal afilu b'sharminim v'achinog." Our minhag is not to make strings out of pishtim for not only for tzemer begadim but for any begadim v'achinog. Like I said today, all you have really is tzemer strings. Now, The Mechaber here mentions Bizman Azet Lechet Tcheles. So I just thought it would be appropriate to spend a few minutes discussing Tcheles. And anybody wear Tcheles here? Doesn't wear Tcheles? Okay, I have to be aware of the audience. Lemaisa, there, about, I don't know, 150 years ago, the original Rebbe went on a Masa to try to find Tcheles. And he found what he thought was Tcheles, which seems to have been a mistake. But he really got the ball rolling, and he was mepharsim it, and he went to many Gdol Yisrael, tried to push it. And then Rav Herzog, who was the chief rabbi at the beginning of the founding of the state, also, even before, he actually did his doctorate on this question of what is the chilazon, and he found this particular snail, and he wasn't able to, which he identified as tcheles, based on his research, but he wasn't able to use it to make blue dye, made purple dye. And then about 30 years ago, somebody was experimenting with this, and they did it outside, and with the sunlight, the purple dye, lo and behold, turned blue. And they said Rav Herzog was right, he just didn't know how to manufacture it. And then since then, there's a huge industry. There's one place, the biggest place is called Ptil Tcheles. Those are the people who discovered it, and they were from Efrat, now it's near Kfar Adumim. I went there, it's a fascinating place to visit. And there's also a competing Haredi manufacturer, I think in Emmanuel, if I'm mistaken, who's trying to do the same thing, you know, on a lower scale. You know, it's a smaller operation. Now, these researchers sent their findings to many Gdol Yisrael to try to convince them to encourage others to wear tcheles. And for the most part, they were not successful. Meaning, I think Rav Schachter Shlita wears tcheles, and not only wears, but he also encourages others to. And there were a number of other Gdol Yisrael who wore them, and they say Rav Belsky wore them, also one of the Gdolim today. But from the previous generation, Rav Adya, Rav Moshe, I think was the end of his life, but if I understand it, they went to Rav Moshe, and Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Tzitz Eliezer, the Shever Levi, many of the, let's say, Gdol Yisrael have printed, lots of shuvas, let's say, if you classify them. I don't want to give grades to different Gdolim, but the people who are considered, the Gdol Yisrael were not interested in wearing tcheles. And there are different reasons why. Some reasons are, more convincing than others. And they say the Rav said in the name of the Beis HaLevi that you need a Masara. That even if we're 100% sure that this is the correct type of snail, you need a Masara. It's unclear why that's true. I mean, it's also unclear if the Beis HaLevi says it, because the original Rebbe writes that he spoke to the Beis HaLevi, and the Beis HaLevi just was concerned that the evidence wasn't, hard and fast. It didn't seem like he was fundamentally opposed to it, he just wasn't convinced by the evidence. So there seems to be a stira. The way the family quotes the Beis HaLevi is the Beis HaLevi thought that even if it's 100% true, we still can't wear. And the original says he spoke to the Beis HaLevi and he just wasn't convinced by the evidence. So that's one approach. The other approach is to say that, no, if we're convinced, we'll wear it. But we're not convinced. Why aren't we convinced? So there are so many different riot Gemara. Some say that the tcheles comes out of the sea once every 70 years. And what they found was a snail that lives in the sea. And, and there are questions, is it blue or is it green or is it black? And there are conflicting, sources. Okay, you can always answer these things. You might say, well, that thing of 70 years is just, a guzma. It's just hard to get to. And, the colors, maybe they have different understanding of colors. What I call green, you call blue. And what you call, dark blue looks black. And there are ways of reconciling these things. But at first glance, there's a huge mess about a lot of the details about how to make tcheles. Also, the fact that this chilazon, the trunculus, is that what it's called? Myrix trunculus, it's really purple. It's only blue when it comes with the sun. So how come it's not mentioned anywhere? It doesn't say in the Gemara to take it out of the sun. So say, well, everybody did things outside of the sun. Is that true? They didn't have houses in those days? In the winter, they did everything outside? I don't know. It could be, yeah, but it could be not. So there are different approaches. Some people are very convinced, by it. And others aren't. There's some very strong archaeological evidence that they found, mounds of these shells in certain places in Eretz Yisrael. So it's clear they used to use these snails to dye them. So somebody childless to Rav Asher Weiss. In his second volume, he has four tshuvas to this person. He doesn't say who it is. And he goes back and forth about these issues. And he doesn't like these archaeological evidence. He doesn't think that it's significant. He says, listen, it's clear they used this snail to dye things. Was that the Tcheles? Maybe this wasn't the Tcheles. Maybe this was a different thing. Like, so he argues that, you know, what's considered proof in archaeology isn't considered proof in halacha. And that's a, you know, general question. If you're more Torah Mada, so then you take what says in the secular world and you think that's significant. Apparently there are also secular sources, you know, from the time of the Greeks that identify Tcheles with this snail. So, you know, many people will say, well, that's significant. And others will say, what do you mean? What the Goyim say? Who cares? You know, so there are different, you know, approaches to that. You know, apparently it's very similar, the Gemara says that it's very similar to Klei Ilan, right? That people would use Klei Ilan, and Klei Ilan is identified by the Aruch as
indigo.
And that is exactly parallel, if you use chemically, to this Tcheles. So these seem like very, very strong rites. And, you know, Rav Asher isn't so impressed by them. So there are different approaches. Again, I know that Rav Lichtenstein, when asked why he doesn't wear Tcheles, he said that he asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Shlomo Zalman said to him two things. One time he said to him he doesn't want what happened to the Rishner to happen to him. What happened to the Rishner? He said it's Tcheles, everybody brought Tcheles, and then it was found out to be a mistake. So Rav Lichtenstein said that applies to Rav Shlomo Zalman, because if he does it, people are going to follow suit, but it won't apply to regular people, you know, so you have a chance to do a mitzvah, something mitzvah, so seize it. The second time he spoke to Rav Shlomo Zalman, he said to him that he's too old, because again, there were more proofs. So he said, okay, it's not going to, what happens to the Rishner is not going to happen to you, because this is like, you know, hard and fast, people could write, I'm too old. So he thought that to be very significant. What do you mean he's too old? It's a mitzvah. Too old to a mitzvah, you can't shake a lulav, can't blow a shofar. So Rilkazin was thought that was significant, and he himself didn't wear. Many of his children wear Tcheles, you know. And I asked Rav Moshe, apparently Moshe didn't wear while his father was alive. His father was Nifter, he started wearing it. So I asked him, he said, wasn't your father against it? He said, he wasn't against it. He just didn't do it. So, you know, a different talk there. They got a big win, because the Hechsher of Rav Rubin, which is considered one of the most chashuv Hechsherim, gave Hashkacha to the factory. And again, he's not pushing it, but giving Ashkacha to a factory is certainly a form of endorsement. And it's catching on in the Haredi world. Also, the Zilberman people, the people of all the Gra, wear Tcheles. And there are here and there pockets of people Tcheles considered, you know, in the past, you know, 20 years, to be got on in the Litvish Haredi world, didn't wear Tcheles, and he thought you shouldn't wear Tcheles. There are other approaches here. Question?
Yeah, in terms of if someone, you know,
walk towards
Tcheles, what's the risk?
Oh, so you're saying, listen, what do you have to lose? Is it something to do with the Chomer? If I care, so there doesn't seem to be too much of a risk. Doesn't seem to be so much of a risk.
If some of the strings are not all white.
So let's be talking about that in a second. So one question is, do you need a Masara? Okay. So apparently, the Beis Halevi, according to one version, said you need a Masara. Second question is, are the proofs significant? So some people say they are. And they're very significant. Now, others say, no, they question the rationale, they question the methodology, really, what is called a proof. You know, archaeology is not a proof, or it is a proof. Even if we're totally sure that it is Tcheles, or if we're not sure, but we want to hedge our bets and say, listen, there's a good chance it is. So there are a couple of questions that have to be resolved, and that is how many strings. So there's a machlokas, ga'onim, rishonim, is it two full strings, which means 4 out of 8, or is it 1 full string, 2 out of 8, or is it a half a string, 1 out of 8. Rambam says 1, the Ravi says 2, the Gaonim say 4, Tosas says 4. So, likewise, there's a question, how to tie them, tie it this way, tie it that way. So the Pashas is, there's Lachokas Milachriya. Any other area of Halacha, that's what you do. But the Sabbath say, no, we don't have a Masara, we're not sure. It seems like people are dragging their feet a little bit, because, you know, there seems to be other Chashas, meaning the people who say, apparently Shlomo Miller from Big Postic in Toronto says, well, even if it's really Tcheles, we don't know how to do it. It's not so convincing, because Paskin. Rav Schechter says, based on the Mishabura, that you should wear four strings. But the Mishmur describes, you know, what Tcheles was, and he says you would have four strings. If you look here, Sifkat and Zayin, if it's Peish Zan, Shayat Chela, Shayat Tzarek, Lahatu, Ar Bachutin. So it's pretty clear in Shabur, you are four. That's what Rav Shachter says. Other, the Minhag Olam, I think, most people wore Tchela as Shin Eretz Yisrael, either follow the Rambam, they wear a half a string, meaning one out of eight, or they follow the Ravid. There are those, what do you... Rav Shachter. Okay, so if you know Rav Shachter, Rav Shachter says Mishra Brura. You're not going to argue with Mishra Brura. The question is, was the Mishra Brura coming to Paskin that? Meaning he's describing it based on Tosfos. So some say, well, he's not Paskin, he's just telling you, you know, different approaches. Alpi Kabbalah, apparently, there's the idea that the Chelos is Nignas. And Arizal mentions this Medrash, and the Gra here, right here, on this, says that idea that the Chelos is Nignas. So is that just, you know, it was Nignas, and now we're, again, in the Tzionidot world, where it's very popular, we're into that Tchalta de Gula. So, okay, it's Nignas, and now we came back to Eretz Yisrael for 2,000 years, so it's already, you know, who you need the Mikdash for it to be revealed, or do you need to come back to Eretz Yisrael, you know? So, there are different approaches. It's very hard to agree with these things. I heard from Arya Leibowitz, he has a little 10-minute halacha on this issue, so he quotes there. I didn't look it up, but he quotes some Gadol from Bnei Brak who writes that the real issue is that, you know, since the reforming started, so we're just very slow in changing things, and it was almost like a geder, you know, in order that we shouldn't come to Chas Shalom changing halacha, so we just, even though it's a mitzvah, we somehow limit ourselves, which is, you know, pretty surprising, because, you know, we're not fighting the reform anymore. I mean, those are like old arguments, Baruch Hashem, you know. I personally follow my Rebbeim, you know, Lichtenstein and Rundzweig. I don't wear tchelis. I feel bad about it. I feel like I really want to wear tchelis, because it's true, the evidence isn't 100%, but even if it's only 80%, so, you know, what do you have to lose? Like you mentioned before, so what do you have to lose? Very little. There is a minag to keep the color of the tzitzis as the color of the beged. Minag knaf, which would be your yotze, even if it's a different color. Apparently there's some daya in the Miyukas L'Rashba. There's a parish of Menachas that they once thought was belonged to the Rashba. It turns out it's a later Akron, later Rishon, where I didn't see it inside, but I heard that it says there that if you wear Tchele Ilan, so you're not even Yotzei Lavan. If you wear Tchele Ilan, the imitation, you're not even Yotzei Lavan. For the Chara, that's only if you try to pass yourself off. But if you're trying to do the best you can, so l'chora you're certainly yotzei lavan. So even if it's wrong, l'chora, you know, even based on that shot, it's hard to argue that you're not yotzei lavan. So you have very little to lose. But you know, it's a question of Masor Psak. Yeah, questions.
Could there be any reason that you see a between Taskab and Taskadu?
Yes, I thought that was very strange. I know that there's some people who wear it only on the talis katan because they want to like keep it private. They say Rafelski. Some people do the opposite. I know people who say it's very expensive, so they wear it on the talis katan. I would think that if you really think it's a chance to a mitzvah, so wear your talis katan, you wear it all day. Talis katan you wear for 45 minutes in the morning, an hour in the morning. Because it's, you know, so I asked him why. He said, oh, well, so wear it everything. Rav Shachter thinks, which is very bechidish, he argues that if you really think it's a mitzvah to wear tcheles, meaning it's certainly a mitzvah to tcheles, if you think this is the real tcheles, so then it's usher to wear a baguette that doesn't have tcheles. Because it's true that the tcheles is not the akhid lavan, but that's only if you don't have it. But if you have it and you choose not to do it, so it's a violation of Valtegra. It's not very chiddush. It's based on Tori Evan. I didn't see inside. I heard this quoted also by Rabbi Leibowitz, but I heard it also from other sources that he holds that you really shouldn't wear it. If you wear tchelis, you shouldn't wear a bag that doesn't have tchelis. But again, I thought it's just strange. I feel inconsistent. They only wear it on their Shabbos bag and not their weekday bag. I don't know. Yeah. Rav Miller bought tchelis many years ago, 25 years ago. He went to Rav Scheinberg. And Rav Scheinberg was like the biggest bucky in tzitzis. He wore like, you know, 100% tzitzis. So he said to him, how do I tie the tcheles? Because there's a question how to tie it. So Rav Scheinberg says, we don't wear tcheles. So Rav Miller said to him respectfully, I'm not asking you if I should, I'm asking you how to tie it. Meaning, so he said, we don't wear tcheles. So Rav Miller has it in his dresser waiting for, you know, the psak of the, you know, he would call the Gdolei Gdol Yisrael, meaning the, you know, again, what's considered Gadol, you know, maybe 25 years ago, Rav Schachter was, you know, 45 years old. Now, Rav Schachter is, you know, one of Gdolim in America. So, you know, likewise, Rav Eliashiv was against it, or Shlomo Zalman didn't wear it. His son-in-law, Rav Zalman Chaim wears it. That's what they say. I don't know, if, you know, I never saw it, but that's what they say. So,
The shear is not
ma'akev
in general.
The shear?
The shear.
Is the
kshira
ma'akev?
Maybe the number of
strangers. So the number of six probably is potentially ma'akev. The kshira, yeah, I don't know enough about it to say. That's,
if one was, were to say that you really, if you hold the tefillahs, you shouldn't wear something that's not tefillah.
Right.
Would that apply even if you're using like the shul's talis?
No, the shul's talis you're not really chayiv. You don't say a brach on the shul's talis, so you can get it for an aliyah, just as cover. Right. If you're taking the shul's talis to wear because you forgot your talis at home and you want to say a bracha, you can. Some shuls let you be koneh, like some shuls they have like outside a couple of talis in for people. Then it would be a problem. But just to wear for a minute, it's not an issue, even for the daven for the amud or whatever. Okay, that was just I guess a side note for tchelis. I hope I came off. I tried to be objective. I really think that to sit this argument that safik dois l'chumra, I think is a very strong argument. Rav Asher is not convinced. Rav Asher says safek deraisa l'chumra is only true if after you do it, you're gonna fulfill it. Here, I'm still not gonna tell you to wear every different color because maybe it's tchelet. Argument to make because we're not telling you to wear every color because maybe it's tchelet. We're telling you to wear something that seems very plausible that it's tchelet. He, writes there that he doesn't think the evidence is even a safek. He doesn't even think it's a suffix, he said, and he writes, he's very nice. He says, I know that I'm writing somebody who loves mitzvah so much, since you love the mitzvah so much, you don't realize that the evidence isn't so strong. But I'm not so, convinced by Rush's argument either. I think that the archaeological argument, I think, is very strong, frankly. Like I said, I just follow my rebbein, but I wouldn't be surprised if some of my kids were tchelis eventually, because I'm educating them in the stark tzionidati world. It's pretty cool to wear tchelis.
They don't wear now.
My son had a bar mitzvah this summer, so he asked me if he's going to get tchelis. I said I don't wear tchelis. I said right now you can do this when you turn 18. You can choose what you want to do. I'm not going to tell him not to wear the abductive, but... pardon? Okay. Yeah.
I mentioned it in passing, but is the minhag is to wear the same color as the strings to the bagels.
Yeah.
Is like the tie-dye sitzels and all the different colors of problem? Or should I say it's not?
So when you get to in Sif and Tess, test hold on a second. Sifkatavav, sorry. Look at Bayes, look at Sif Bayes, 154. Sisis shall pishtim, shall semer chen and poetry in Bechol, Vinevi Gadim. So the Meshubur says here, Rabach Chasav, Kim Diesh Poskim, Chim Vizesh, shall last us, Avil Tzitz, shall semer, the Shabbat Vinim.
I
don't know.
I see
it
in Hay also.
Pardon?
I see it in Hay, Yishon, which is our classes, Tzitz, Seva Talas, and adapting the Lamin game.
Where is it? Hey. Sorry. I apologize. It wasn't in the Shabur. It was in the Mechaber. So that's just a chumrah. It doesn't seem to be like a chiyuv.
Yeah, Meramah says
in the Magmasas, right? Right. After Blaim Sivuim in
the
Shanas. Okay. The black in the tzitz in the talis is not the main part of the beged. The beged is only white. There are a couple of stripes. The stripes actually might be there to remind us of tchelis. That's what some understand. Some say it's the korban. The Israeli flag is also fired by the talis, apparently. And actually there is blue, not black. But, okay. A fairly dark blue looks black, so it could be considered navy, whatever. Okay. Let's just continue a little bit. Gimel. Tzitzis shalshar minim ain't poetry in elu minon kigon meshi levegid meshi v'tzemer gevin tzemer gevin. So if you have, let's say, silk baguettes, you can have silk tzitzis. Or a cotton baguette of cotton tzitzis. But those cotton strings can't be used on a silk baguette. In potram, and like I said today, all our tzitzis are made out of wool. Dalir im hitel v'talei shal sharminim k'tzas tzitzis b'mino k'tzas mitzemer pishtin yeshli stapik. Can you have like some strings made out of wool and some strings made out of cotton? If you have a cotton baguette, that's a suffix. Nobody does it today. Hey, we just did. Yeshomim shetzayik lasos tzitzis mitzemer talis v'daktin nohagin ken v'ashkenazim ein nohagin lasos tzitzis rak levonim. Our minhag is to wear white garments and a white strings. Not everybody wears a white garment. So in the army, for example, people wear green talus cottons for camouflage purposes. I think they still wear white strings, no? I'm not sure. Maybe they have green strings. I'm not really sure.
People walk around with the green ones usually have white.
White strings, right? And theoretically, they get green strings also. In the army, yeah.
They usually have white strings.
They have white strings, okay. Sometimes, the tzitzis get yellow. My tzitzis are not really white. So there's a discussion. It says the minhag have white. So it seems like if it's just a little bit yellow, it's okay. If they get really gross, so then like it's not mechubed for the mitzvah. But if it's just a little yellow, I think we assume that that's also the cloud of it. The Sfarim are makbid not have a totally white talus. But that's not our minhag. Pardon?
Sorry, my Mac with the
Hava. A white. They don't really do white on white, right? We have black. Okay. Vav. So we finish this. Yesh olim she'en sare lasus talis shel pishtan. Some say you shouldn't wear a talis of pishtan. Avav yishen halacha kein yirshayin yitzi tikulam. Also talis shel tzemir achelim. Shukhai v'tzitz v'natara v'lipikru. Okay, so the idea of not wearing a pishtan baguette is connected to the tcheles. That if you have a pishtan, Chazal were concerned that if you wear, even though in the Torah, as the Dekalosa say, if you wear no mitzvah night, so when you're wearing tzanis, there's no mitzvah night, there's no essay. So that's why you shouldn't wear pishtan. Again, Mishmur says that many are mekel, because there was no tcheles. I was wondering if today there is tcheles, maybe you should be machmer again. People generally don't wear a talus of pishtan. And anyway, even the people who wear the tcheles, I don't think anybody is going to be so convinced that they're going to be docha iser shanis based on tcheles. I think people who wear tcheles think that it's a good chance that it's tcheles. I don't think they're going to be mistaken, with a iser shanis by putting a tcheles on a baguette of pishtan. Okay, so we'll talk about next time.